listener production.
Hi, I'm Caitlin Unger. AGL and solar company Sundrive have been tasked with transforming the Liddell and Bayswater power station sites into a Hunter energy hub that makes solar panels. It's part of the PM's newly announced $1 billion investment into local panel manufacturing. Anthony Albanese says the initiative will be just the shot in the arm the sector needs.
When you look at the fact that one in three Australian households have solar panels, we have the highest uptake in the world. But only 1% of those are made here in Australia.
Overseas, and two bodies have been pulled from the water after that horrific bridge collapse in Baltimore. US authorities say divers found the pair trapped inside a red pickup truck under the middle of the fallen bridge. The remaining four construction workers are also presumed dead. New state funding announced to help preserve the Hunter coastline. The City of Newcastle will get more than $100,000 to plan protection works for the stretch between Merriweather and Bar Beach. Lord Mayor Niuatali Nelm says the coastline will need significant intervention and investment over the coming years to combat the effects of climate change and erosion. And there's an urgent appeal for blood in the lead up to Easter as demand soars over the long weekend. If you're able to roll up your sleeve, the Broadmeadow and Maitland donor centres have plenty of spots available today and tomorrow. Lifeblood's Stuart Chesnow says 1,000 donors are needed daily nationwide over the coming days.
A blood product will be required every 18 seconds across Easter throughout the school holidays by people that are in surgery, people suffering with cancer, either with blood disorders, or people who have been in road accidents.
The Gabba has lost its place as the home of Cricket Australia's opening tests. Perth's Optus Stadium has locked in the hosting rights for the next 7 years. WA cricket boss Christina Matthews telling Seven it's a big move.
It's up to us now to support that first test and show that it's something we really want to have. And with India next year and England the year after.